Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you connected today. Of course, this is always an opportunity for us to come together and to grow together. I'm so excited to have you connected today. Make no mistake about it. This is the place we come as leaders to learn, to grow, to be inspired. And I appreciate all of you so much. I mean, I'm excited about what's happening in this platform. Many of you are sharing with me around the world how this is blessing you, and that means a lot. So know that I am definitely appreciative of you and definitely looking forward to watching you continue to expand as a leader. Let me tell you, Next Level Leader Podcast is really designed to remind you daily that iron sharpens iron. So the practical steps and practical principles we give you of design to help you navigate the terrain of leadership. So thank you so much once again for just being a part. I want today to encourage you to follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Definitely want you to go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Would like for you to go get my books and content. Make sure you do that. And then also would like to encourage you as well to make certain that you go check out my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We talk about marriage. We talk about balance, vision, you name it, we're dealing with it. And so I want you to go and check it out. It'll be a tremendous blessing to your life. We have a wonderful book club. It's called Next Level Leaders Book Club. And I want to invite all of our Next Level Leader Podcast listeners to be a part of the book club. Let's read together. Let's grow. I'm putting content out there that can help us all get better. So I simply want you to text the word book club to 78228. I want you to do that. Let's make it happen. Let's go get it. It's going to be amazing. So I appreciate all of you. Today, we're going to talk about something everybody can truly, truly benefit from. The discipline of daily habits, small actions producing big results. Small actions bringing about big results. Now, this is going to be important, right? Because I think that as we think about this topic, you know, Galatians 6 and 9 talks about, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. I put that scripture there because I think it's important. The daily habits are so important, making certain that we have a regimen, consistency, that we're moving the needle forward and making certain that we truly, truly create the level of discipline to get things done. There are a lot of people who don't have discipline, and you have bad habits because of that. We all fall into that. But as leaders, it takes small habits every single day to turn this thing around. Maybe that's an area in your life you need to turn some things around. Maybe there's some things in your business or your life you need to put back in shape. Let's do that today. Let's not get weary in it, but let's reap some harvest. Let's do it. And so I want to help you understand, first of all, that your habits shape your future. Small decisions matter, guys. Whatever habits you put forth, they build character. So those habits over time start building character. And I think that when you begin to process that, think about what your future is going to look like, what habits are you implementing that are going to set the stage for the proper future that you need? I believe with all of my heart, I'm telling you, I believe it, that the small incremental steps every single day, built upon that, built upon that, built upon that, can help you be a better leader, a better person. You think about even, you know, the culture of your organization, how you flow, the small things, small changes every single day, building upon that, building upon that. And so I think that if you think about the kind of future that you want to see, then look at the habits that you're engaged in right now. Maybe it causes you to reevaluate some of those habits and bring things back into order. That's what this is about. Leadership is about bringing chaos into order, getting a handle on things. And so perhaps in this season, this podcast is coming to you because you, like I, like all of us, need to get a handle on some things. The second thing is about morning routines really can set the tone. I'm a morning person, right? And The 5 a.m. Club is a great book Because you can win in the morning, right? You win in the morning, you win in the day. And I'm up every morning at 4:45, 5 o'clock. I'm in the gym. I'm doing my thing, unless I have to be somewhere. But I truly, truly take pride in getting up and going to get it. And I think that it's important that we learn what it really means to really work out, to really get it in, to put it in, and to grind. Because if you win the morning, you do win the day. And you can't sleep in all morning and then you're lethargic throughout the day. And so as a leader, this is about personal development today. I want you to get this, get up, get going. And the Army used to have a commercial that said, we do more before 8 o'clock than most people do all day. That's powerful, right? That's about discipline. That's about developing a habit that every morning I'm going to get up. I'm going to look to the Heavenly Father. I'm going to thank Him for a new day. I'm going to implement some kind of workout regimen. I am going to be able to pour into myself emotionally, spiritually. I am going to make certain I am setting the tone at the beginning of the day, because I know that how I set the tone in the morning will ultimately determine how the rest of my day goes. Number three is discipline is a muscle. I want you to think about that. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. In anything, you got to think about it. If I discipline myself to read, for example, and I keep reading and reading and reading, I get stronger in that area. If I discipline myself, right, in any particular area, it's like a muscle. And a lot of folks don't use that muscle of discipline. And therefore, we get frustrated because we are inconsistent. We fall off the track, so to speak. And we wonder why. Why can't I keep a thing going? I start out doing well, but I don't finish. It's because we don't exercise it daily. Discipline matters. And when you start becoming a disciplined person, it's a mindset. It really is. And I tell people all the time that leaders have to have a different frame of mind. You've got to look at, you know, really the thing that you are trying to accomplish, who you're trying to accomplish it for, the why, and it helps you become more disciplined. It helps you stay on track. And the more you use it, like, it just becomes a part of who you are. Maybe if you just anchor in now, begin thinking about, how can I be more disciplined? How can I work this muscle every single day in a particular area that I'm trying to get better? And you'd be amazed. I mean, you would really be amazed at what you will discover. One of the other things is how to eliminate distractions. You know, focus creates progress. And daily habits here are about getting away from these negative behaviors and negative influences and these distractions in my life. And everybody has them. I have them, you have them, we all have them. And I think that it's incredibly important, right, for all of us to just say, you know, let me just eliminate this stuff. Let me move forward, start creating something that can help me be more progressive in my life and not subscribe to these things that continue to impede my progress. I have seen a lot of people who refuse to eliminate distractions and keep tripping up over the same things over and over again. And distractions are going to be there. It is always for a leader. It's always an Achilles heel, right? All of these things that are in the way that take our attention off the prize. And you have to make certain that you as a leader focus your eyes and focus your team's eyes on the goal, not the things that are distracting you, keeping you from your best self, keeping you from being productive and from progressing. You are regressing. You are stagnant because you are distracted. So I just think it's important to make certain that you eliminate every distraction. Everything in your life that is a threat, a hindrance to where you're trying to go. Are you willing to eliminate it? As a matter of fact, I want you to think about this. I said this in a sermon earlier this year, and maybe this will bless you. Your elevation is tied to elimination. The best way to say it is that you elevate based on what you're willing to eliminate. If you're going to hold on to stuff that you know you should let go of, it will then hinder your ability to elevate to different levels you're trying to go because it's pulling you down. The weight of it is too great. So when you think about where you're trying to go, you have to say, I've got to let this go, that go. Can no longer live like this, eat like this, do what I'm doing. I've got to change everything and eliminate all bad behaviors, all bad habits, so I can be my optimal self. Wow. Here's number five. You know, accountability keeps you on track. Having somebody to hold you accountable to good habits. One of the things that I've tried to do is have accountability partners, people that can call me and check me, people that can see me out doing things that are inconsistent, out, you know,
eating ice cream at 9:30 at night, you know, hey man, you out of pocket. Like, how do you put yourself in a position where somebody's holding you accountable to what you said you were trying to do? And so I think it's important. A part of that discipline is having people that can get you up in the morning and say, let's go work out. Don't forget, you know, let's go do this. We're traveling, but we still have to push. You have to make certain that you have the right people in place around you who can speak truth to you, who can be unapologetic in speaking truth to you. Accountability matters. The Bible says that there is safety in a multitude of counselors. I don't want people in my life who cannot tell me the truth. I need people that can stand up, squarely look at me in my eye and tell me, stop the madness. Pick back up what you said you were going to do, right? You need people in your life like that. I promise you, it will bless you up the road. And then, of course, think about this. I want you to think about this. Success is hidden in your routine because what you do daily determines the destiny. Think about a routine, a regimen. I have my own routine. People say I'm a creature of habit. I get up in the morning, 4:45. I work out at 5. I eat my oatmeal and my fruit. And after working out, I drink a lot of water, have my cup of coffee. Then I start drinking my green tea. Everything is a routine for me. And it's like clockwork. And it may seem redundant. It may seem without variation. But the fact is, you have to have a routine that kind of serves as guideposts. They kind of serve as guardrails to keep you focused and keep you locked in on the goal. And so I want you to start thinking about this, that success is hidden in the routine. Watch a person's routine. And you could tell the effectiveness of their life. And so as a leader, start developing healthier routines. You know, start doing that. I think it's just so important. I want to review what we've talked about. And we're talking about really the discipline of daily habits, small actions, big results. And we talked about, first of all, that your habits shape your future. Think about where you're trying to go. Look at the habits that you're engaged in. Ask yourself, will this help you arrive there? Very, very important. Secondly, the morning routine set the tone. How you wake up in the morning, where your spirit is, where your mind is, what you choose to do can set the tone for the remainder of the day. Number three is that discipline is a muscle. If you use it, it's going to get better and stronger. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. And so we're talking about really exercising that muscle of discipline, creating this plan in your life where you're like locked in and so focused like you've never been before. And then eliminating distractions, really coming to a place where you recognize that focus creates progress, that if I stay focused, scripture says, forget those things which are behind and reach to those things which are ahead. I press toward the mark of the prize, the high calling of Christ Jesus. I'm pressing toward the prize. I've got my focus on what's ahead of me. I'm no longer dealing with distractions and things that attempt to come after me. I'm locked in the way I'm trying to go. And then I have also accountability people around me, people that can hold me accountable and keep me on track. That's a big one, right? Because everybody can keep you on track. But who is it in your life that you trust to hold you accountable, to keep you on track? And remember, success is hidden in your routine, tucked away in all the routines you have, the success that will come from it over time, being faithful, and next thing you know, God opens up an amazing door. Just be faithful over a few things, right? He'll make you rule over much. But the seventh thing I want to share with you, and the final thing, is that spiritual habits strengthen leadership. The prayer, reading the word, worship. Man, we become better when we have spiritual habits, when we develop the right habits. It's quite interesting that Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. What a profound revelation, right? That when we can kind of get our habits together and let those habits become healthy habits, you would be amazed. You would be completely amazed at the amazing things that will happen as a result of that level of discipline. Big results will show up. Any person who is locked in on this revelation is a leader that's going to make a big difference. I'm just thankful for you today. Thank you for listening. I hope this has blessed you. I hope hearing this podcast has been a tremendous blessing to you and yours. I hope that you will take it and share it with as many people as you can. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Let me know how this podcast has been a blessing to you. make sure that you get the book club information. Text book club to 78228. Make sure you go to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth on YouTube. Check out that. All these different things are available for everybody that wants to thrive. You're that kind of leader that wants to get to the next level. Thank you. So I appreciate you so much for just being connected today. Thank you. And just remember, every single week, it's our desire to see you grow and see you become the leader that God placed you on the planet to become. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, may God bless you, is my prayer. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.